Now, much of America now lives in some place where the local paper has gone bankrupt. But at least you could read all about that in the local paper. They've continued publication. Now, a major paper is actually shutting down. The 150-year-old Rocky Mountain News in Denver publishes its final edition today. Here's NPR's David Folkenflik.
The Rocky was partners with the rival Denver Post in a joint operating agreement, which allowed them to share non-editorial costs. But both were still losing money. The Rocky Mountain News lost $16 million last year, according to its owner, the Scripps Company. CEO Rich Baney noted the collapse of paid classified print ads before the recession and argued the region couldn't sustain two dailies.
We believe Denver deserves a great daily newspaper, and we hope by us doing this and trying to give the Post a good head start out of the gate, hopefully Denver can be well served for many, many years to come.
228 newsroom employees stand to lose their jobs, though Post editor Greg Moore has announced he'll hire some of them. The Post's corporate owners say the surviving paper should now break even though profits are less imminent. David Folkenflik, NPR News.